Questions 39 through 42. Listen to part of a discussion in a science class.
Since you all seemed to like our discussion last week, I thought we'd continue talking about unusual animals. Have any of you ever heard of an animal called the narwhal?
No, but wall sounds kind of like whale. Is a narwhal a kind of whale?
In fact, it is. The narwhal is a species of whale that lives in the cold waters of the Arctic Ocean. Now, both male and female narwhals have teeth, but the male's teeth look very strange. This is because the male narwhal has one long straight tooth. How long? It's about 7 to 10 feet long. That's longer than the height of the tallest person in the world. Since this one tooth is so long and pointy, a lot of people say it looks like the horn of a unicorn. In fact, sailors in the old days used to call the narwhal the unicorn of the sea. Some people even thought that it had magical powers.
Why did they think it was magical? Because of the big tooth?
Precisely. Hundreds of years ago in the Middle Ages, Europeans thought that unicorn horns could cure people who were sick. Because the narwhal's tooth looks like a unicorn's horn, some people thought it could be used to cure sick people. As a result, narwhal teeth were considered quite valuable, and they were sold by merchants for a lot of money.
So why do narwhals have this long tooth? Do they use it to protect themselves?
Well, we're not sure. But a lot of scientists agree that male narwhals probably use it to attract female mates, the way a male peacock uses his beautiful feathers to attract a mate. The female narwhal will choose the male with the longest tooth, the same way that the female peacock chooses the male with the most beautiful feathers.
Now, answer the questions. Number 39. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 40. Why does the teacher mention unicorns? Number 41. Why did people in Europe hundreds of years ago think the narwhal was special? Number 42. Why does the teacher mention peacocks? Stop. This is the end of the listening section.